I always supported Julie in that role. I did the agenda. She and I communicated frequently between meetings. Not necessarily, we didn't make decisions per se, because you need, obviously, to be in a public setting like Barb said to do that. But we talked a lot between meetings and said, hey, you know, about stuff. So open communication is the key, I think.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Then the executive secretary records all the motions and decisions. We document them.
Not the only thing, Mark.
What?
That's not the only thing they do. They also take notes during executive session.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, appreciate that. Communications between commissioners. Personally, I don't like email threads. So, because I don't think we shouldn't be doing anything that leads to any decisions. Like, I will say that in preparation to this meeting, Kimberly and I probably talked 3 or 4 times, you know, getting ready for the meeting so we could divvy up the responsibilities. And just, you know, so we have a better meeting. I talked to Linda and Cheryl because they're new commissioners, just trying to get a feel for what their needs might be, try to answer their concerns. I just try to, you know, make sure that we kind of know what we're supposed to be doing and be prepared to do what we need to do when we have meetings. I'm not one that's going to do a lot of email threads, just because sometimes I think it leads to stuff that we shouldn't happen. That's just me. Kimberly, would you be able to do a brief overview of the information storage?
Yeah, you bet. Well, and I know that both Linda and Cheryl have been working with Larry with that, so I'm just going to go over a little bit about kind of some of the items that you'll find. So one thing I just want to mention really quick before we talk about that is in the information packet that is on the secured FTP, if you ever are wondering about abbreviations, they're in that commissioner packet, info packet. It does have a page that has the list of abbreviations, and there's so much information in that packet that's great to review, because it really breaks down everything that we've talked about today. And so if you forget anything, it's really pretty much all in there. There was one thing I noticed that's going to need to be updated, and now at this moment I can't think of what it was. I think it had to do with like the amount of money that is available to OIB. But anyway, so as far as what is on the secure file storage, you're going to be able to find the minutes there. Again, the new commissioner packet, I think it's called. Gosh, all of a sudden I'm not remembering things here. I don't remember. I think the agendas are there as well. And please correct me if I'm wrong. And I was going to go back through, but I'm locked out temporarily, so I can't tell you for sure some of the other items that are there. But definitely the minutes, the new commissioner packet, the commissioner book is there. I think that there is a listing, and Kathy, please tell me if I'm wrong about this, a staff, current staff, like telephone numbers, if you need like contact information. The motions reports are there. I'm not thinking of anything else specifically.
I think that's it. It's kind of a living, breathing document that we try to put stuff in there that, we have a history of it to kind of remind us of why we're doing things and how how we're doing things, and we went to a different type of storage system. It's a state website, and there's a learning curve, having access to it, and but I will say part of that has nothing to do with blindness or being a commissioner. It's just keeping up on technology, and we're fortunate that Larry Olson will give us whatever support we need, and because it's one of our duties as a on the commission board. So if you're having issues, don't be afraid to ask, or if you're not. But we want you to have access to that information, and I think there's a lot of valuable stuff there. When you can't, sometimes it's just good to kind of go through things. I know I'm the president of a couple nonprofits, and I try to look at the archives once in a while just to kind of remind me why we're doing some of the things we do. I think that's Linda or Cheryl. Any questions on the commissioner's information packet?
I have a question, sure. Mark. I did get into the secure site, and I looked around in there, and gone through the handbook and the packet and things. I guess I'm not quite sure where to find the minutes. I don't know if there's a specific folder that I missed. And I'll keep looking in there and exploring a little more, because I might not have gone down deep enough into the website to see where everything is. So, but do you know right offhand, or Kimberly, do you know where the minutes are on that
here's
website?
Here's what I will say.
It says meeting minutes.
It says meeting minutes.
Meeting minutes, okay.
I was playing around in there because Larry wanted me as my homework find the meeting that I actually took the minutes for way back when, and I tried, but they're PDFs. Well, I didn't mean to say, but they're PDF. But for some reason, it didn't show the whole thing, and I didn't know. And my name wasn't listed in any of the, like, at the beginning when it said who all was there. So I gave it up, because I couldn't. If I could have looked at the focus topic, I remember what the focus topic was. It was Indian, reservation, whatever stuff. I don't know why I remember that, because, I'm old. But the PDF, I did read all on my iPad, and it didn't go, it only went so far, and then it quit, and I didn't know how to make it go further, or if there was no more. So, that brought it to my mind when Barbara said, some of the minutes that got transferred might have gotten, I don't know. To me, they were either truncated or else I need to know some more about my iPad as to how to make it go. But I pushed, I told it to read all, and that's all it read. So. But it's meeting minutes, and then there's a subfolder of each year. So then you just go into each year and you can read.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just need to dig a little deeper.
I'll tell you another place you can find it is just on the NCBBI website. You can go
right.
It's there too, and they go back. Recordings too.
I just assumed they were all up there because it starts at 2003.
Yeah. But good question.
30,000. I don't remember.
Okay, but a lot of work and care has been taken to have that information packet. I would say Mike Hansen did an awesome job of really kind of spearheading that and bringing it to the point where it is today. And I think that'll serve our commission board for years to come. So know that it's there and available. All right, we're winding down on time. I just got to look at my notes and make sure that I haven't missed anything. I did. From time to time we have expenses. Let's say when we go to Kearney in May, The commission will make the hotel reservations. The commission will arrange the transportation. You may have to incur some expenses like on meals. And then what you need to do is keep a get a receipt that has a itemized account of what you purchased, and then keep a copy of that, then submit it to Kathy, and you'll get reimbursed. You guys at this point have any questions about per diems? I know we both kind of, we all went through that at the last meeting, and after this meeting, you are eligible for per diem again. So, Cheryl or Linda, are you okay on how to request per diem now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, very good.
This is Carol.
Yeah.
Carlos, I don't think we need receipts anymore, do we?
Oh, don't you?
The state of Nebraska changed that.
Yeah, they changed that. Not only we don't need a receipt, but you don't get to reimburse the whole amount. there is a limit per diem. I think it's 70% of the federal per diem or something like that.
Yeah.
In other words, you just send the days that you were out from what time to what time, and just I need to get reimbursed for meals for those days, and then I think Kathy will shock you the first time. We're still learning because they changed that last year, and because of COVID, we haven't traveled or used it that much.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. That's something before we go on mail, I'll get a little more clarification so that we know what we need to be doing to get reimbursed. Okay, executive session. From time to time, when we have a board meeting, we go into executive session. It hasn't happened too many times, and typically, executive sessions, for confidential matters that the public is best not knowing about. It's because of confidential issues. The one I think of every year is when we do the evaluation with Carlos in May. The five of us will get together in a room with Carlos, and we'll talk about his job. We'll have some questions. One of the neat things about the executive evaluation is Carlos, before we have the executive evaluation, will prepare a report, and he will provide like some answers to questions that the board wants to know, like what's your favorite part of the job, just different things. Jim, you were helping set that up. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. It's been so long because I think Paulette was also involved in helping Monty, helping in creating the job evaluation that we performed, and I don't remember a whole lot about it because other than the fact that there's a document that we used, we request certain information, or the board requests certain information from the executive director based on that document. It's probably on the FTP server somewhere, and the executive director provides information, you review it, like Mark says, you got questions, you ask them during the process, and then you make the determination at that point whether to retain or let go of the executive director. But one of the things I will say, when I first started coming to these things, and Barb can chime in too if you want, the executive session at one point was always done in public, as far as the retention of the executive director, because at the time, that's how we thought it had to be. Then I think eventually down the road, the commission board learned or figured out that because of some issues that may come up during that job review, with personnel issues with staff, whatever it is, and we got guidance from the attorney general on it, and this is, you're better off to do it in executive session because of this, this, and this. So that's how it evolved into executive session. So, it's an interesting process, guys, to go through.
It is, and I'll have to remember when they did that in the public. I always felt uncomfortable. It felt like, for goodness sake, talk to the executive director and with some confidentiality.
Right.
But and Carlos always does, at least I say always, you know, since he's been executive director, he will provide a summary of his job. Carlos, you want to talk about that?
Sure. There is a set of questions. I believe there are five questions, the yeah. ones that the board put together for the executive director. That was with my predecessor as well. And one of them is, you know, what do you like and dislike most about your job? I don't have it handy. I haven't looked it for years or around that time. But the other one is, what are your main accomplishments this year? What do you feel most proud of that in this past year? What can you change or want to change in this coming year? And the last one is, how can the board help you to do your job this coming year? So that's kind of what the questions are. I usually do a few paragraphs on each. The last one usually is just one or two.
Yeah, he does a great job, and I will say, you know, before the evaluation, you know, I will, as a starting point, I'll find out what the state is giving for annual raises, you know, and use that as a starting point, and then it's up to the commission board to decide if we want to retain him, and then also give him a. Give the executive director a raise if that's deemed appropriate. So we have that to look forward to next month. I'm looking at
Mark. This is Barbara.
Yeah.
You know, when I talked about a lot of what we did based on mistakes. that was one of them. We thought originally we met by conference call to do the evaluation, because we didn't think it was a good idea to do things in public either. But then we were told that that was not okay. And then for a while we were supposed to do it the way we ended up doing it, and nobody was ever really comfortable with that, partly because there are questions that need to be asked or whatever, and things that the executive director may want to say that just aren't needing to be out there, and that isn't having anything to do with transparency. It has to do with confidentiality, and I'm glad that we've talked today about the difference between those two things, and so I'm glad that has been resolved in a better way. So
it's a process, and you know, you can ask two lawyers the same question.
We did, yeah, and you can get different answers.
Yeah, so we did. We got two different answers. That's why we did it three different ways.
Yeah.
So you know, I think I mentioned this. We are required to operate under the Nebraska Open Meeting Law, and I know Kathy always. Has a copy of it. I've read it a couple times. Basically, you should only be doing public business in a public format. If three or more of us commissioners get together anywhere, that's considered a meeting, you know, if you're talking about anything relating to the commission, like, you know, there's exceptions. Like, let's say we're in Kearney and we all go out to lunch together. Well, first of all, we're not going to talk public business, but all the public would have to do is say, "Hey, I heard these guys talking about this," and it could lead to problems. So when you're getting together with your commissioner friends, you know, don't be talking business in the public, you know, because you never know who's listening or watching, and I think that's a good thing. So I don't like these, you know, backdoor meetings, and that sometimes happens, not at the commission, but in real life.
Hold it up, Martin.
Kimberly, do you have any final thoughts on the orientation?
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Sorry. I think that we've covered everything.
Okay.
But if there are things like questions that come up, and if they're just questions on procedures, I think it's okay to email either Mark or myself. And if we can answer your questions, we'd be happy to, I think. Mark, I'm trying to talk to you.
Email me or call me. I'm kind of I like to talk to people. But also... former commissioners Jim and Barbara and Robert, is there any last things that you want to add that can help these new commissioners do the best they can?
Robert, I would just say, hey, have fun. It's going to be a real interesting ride, a very meaningful one. So, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Robert.
One of the things I would suggest is, in just for FYI, for everybody's benefit, not just the new ones, but the other ones, everybody else as well, when you have an agenda item on the agenda, for example, the executive session you talked about, you've got to be very specific as to that particular agenda item. In other words, you can't just say executive session.
Right,
you have to specify on there why you're going into executive session. Other than that, like Robert said, you're going to enjoy. I enjoyed it when I was there the 8 years. I'm sure Cheryl, Linda, you probably will too. So,
all right.
Good luck to you,
Barbara.
I want to thank you all for serving as well. You know, it is an important job, and when we were talking about the executive session, of course, when you do the vote on that specific thing. That needs to happen after the executive session so that it's a public vote.
Yes.
But I do appreciate this. I appreciate being able to be here, and I was glad to serve, and I am just grateful that there are people willing to continue it. So thank you to the staff and to you guys as commissioners.
22 years this year, Barbara, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
22 years this August.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Well, I'd like to thank Robert for giving part of the presentation about the history, and thank you for being here today. Thank you, Barbara, for your ongoing passion and concern and support of the commission, and now especially with what you're doing with the Friends of the Commission and everything else. And Jim, thank you for being here today and for your ongoing interest and support of the Commission. And I'd like to thank Carol Jenkins for being here today in your role as Deputy Director and in your role as a former Commissioner. And thank you, Carlos, for... the job that you're doing and the how well you do it and the expertise that you bring to it. Thank you, Kathy. Is Kathy still here?
Yes.
And thank you, Kathy, for all the things that you're doing, you know, to make this happen. You make us look like we're organized, and we try to be, and you help that happen. And thank you, Kimberly, for helping out and giving presentations and being part of the new commissioner's orientation. And then, of course, thank you, Cheryl Livingston, for your desire and commitment to be wanting to be a commissioner. And you bring such a wealth of experience and passion and regard that I know you're going to be a great commissioner. And thank you, Linda, for stepping out and serving, and your desire to want to make life better for blind people in Nebraska. And thank you for the example that you have given. So with that, Thanks, everybody. That's all I have for today, and I'll consider the meeting adjourned if that's okay with everybody.
Yes.
Thank you all for your time.
Thank you, everyone. This has been really helpful.
Appreciate your time.
If I can get your per diems by Monday, I can get them on the next payroll.
Okay.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Very good. Thank you, Kathy.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Have a nice weekend.
You too, Kimberly.
You too.